Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is B'siyata D'Shemaya, the fourth shiur. We've already seen Niflos, Rabos, Gedolos, Vatsumos, Mitaris Hashem. And we look forward to continuing. And Perakim Halacha Ches. And we saw the Yisod that killing a Roitzeach is Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. It's a nekama from the Nirtzach, carried out possible by the Gol Hadam. And that's the idea of Misa Saif. Bnei Noach are killed with Saif. Saif, the idea is nekama, not kapara, nekama. That's a Ben Noach, and that's an Ir Nidachas. And that's what we discussed at length in the previous shir. The Nimsa Lefizeh says Moreno Rabbeinu, today was his Yurtzeit. Moreno Hagoyin Reb David Zitzal Muflog or Muflog. Shekol Shein Ainsha Sayif. Havalei Begeder Einish. Shekol Shein Ainsha Sayif. Havalei Begeder Misa Vesiluk. If the Einish is not Sayif, then it's just Begeder Einish. It's a Kapara. It's also a Kapara, besides being a Kam. But if it's Saif, whenever you have an Einish of Saif, you're looking at an Einish of Misa and Siluk, are removing him from the site of the crime, which is the planet Earth. And with this we can explain what it says in Rav Elchanan in the Kovetz Shiurim, in Chelek Bey, Simon Lamites, explaining Shitas HaRambam, in the 10th parak of Niskei Maman in the 7th Halacha, Gavei Shol Trefa, O shall Adam treifa shaharges hanefesh, she'eino nisko. If the shore is a treifa and killed, or the owner of the shore is a treifa and killed, there's no skila. See what the Ravid says there, the Magid Mishnah. So the Kovetz Shiurim explains Shitas HaRambam that a treifa shaharag patur, the reason a treifa who killed his patur, is not only, as the Gemara says, because it's edus she'i ato yuchol lahazima. Not hazamable, because hazama means you get what you wanted to give him. But if you wanted to give this treifa shaharag misa, you're killing a treifa, and that's not what you're getting, because you're not a treifa. The person giving the edus is not a treifa, so it's edus shiatei chol azima. So a male treifa shaharag pater, because the edus given about him can't be made a zomim, because he can't give him what he wanted to give, because he wanted to give misa to a treifa, which isn't the same as giving him misa. That's not the only reason, but it's also because you can't be Makayim Lechiyuv Misa. Because Belav Hochi Hu Choshuv Kemeis. Because anyway he's considered dead. Anyway the Treif is considered dead, and therefore you can't kill him. When he kills. Because he's chashuv kemeis. Ayin sham diber Rav Elchanan. Again, this is in the Kovetz Shiurim, in the second volume, in Siman Tes. And there he writes that the chisaron is there's no nefesh tachas nefesh. There's no soul for a soul. Because the treifa shaharag killed a nefesh. But his nefesh isn't the same type of nefesh. He's a treifa. So therefore you can't, since he's chashuv kemeis, there's no nefesh tachas nefesh. And on that, Rabbi Chanan asked, if that's true, then a shor treifa shaharag, if you have a shor that's a treifa that killed, why do we pater him, as the Gemara says? Because kemisis habaylam kach misis hashor. We have a rule that the shor dies like the baylam, but the baylam wouldn't die if he's a treifa, so the shor doesn't either. Why is that the patur of a shor treifa shaharag? Why don't we say that there's no kiyum misa of a shor treifa? He's already dead. Chashiv Kemeis, you don't have to come on to Kemeis Sabayel and Kach Misa Shor. So he writes there by say, Shirak ba'odam ksiv nefesh tachas nefesh v'lo b'shor. Only by a person there's nefesh tachas nefesh. By shor there isn't, so in theory, you could kill a shor treifa. And there's no chisaron that there's no kiyomisa, because it doesn't have to be nefesh tachas nefesh. Only by a person it has to be nefesh tachas nefesh. So based on what we said, you can see this being true from the context. Because the din of nefesh tachas nefesh, which creates a chisaron and a treifa shaharag, because he's not a full nefesh, that's only in the context of a chiyuv misa la ne'erag, when the ne'erag is a chiyuv misa. Shebezeh ein kan kiyum achiyuv. But there's no kiyum achiyuv. Because it's not nefesh tachas nefesh. When Reuven kills Shimon, Reuven has to be killed. Why? Because he is a chiyuv misa to Shimon. And if he's already a treif, he's already chashiv kameith, there's no kiyum of this chiyuv. But if it would be an oynish misa, so if there's a misa here, he's dying more than he was dead before. You're right, it's not a nefesh tachas nefesh. But he's dying. Even though he was a treif, he's still dying. So if it was an oynesh, we understand that it would be given, even if he's a treif. But since there's a person, there's a din of nefesh tachas nefesh, and there's a chi of misa la nerag, you can't kill the treif because he's not proper nefesh. There's no nefesh tachas nefesh of the nerag. But if it was an oinesh, and sof it's a misa. And when we're talking about a shor, she'eino b'sayif ela b'skila. How do you kill the shor? A shor killed a person gets killed with skila. So it must be that this is an oinesh misa. Because we said that it's Sayif is Siluk. Nefesh tachas nefesh. It's a chiyuv misa l'nerag. So you just remove the guy who killed. But here, it's a proper onish by a shor. It's a proper onish. And it's not a din to the nerag mitzad nefesh tachas nefesh. And therefore, there's no chisaron. That there's no kiyuv misa b'shor treifa. There is a kiyum misa. You're right, it's not nefesh tachas nefesh, but there is some element of misa. He's still dying. So in theory, you could kill a shor treifa. Therefore, you have to come on to k'misa b'aylam kach misa sashor. Gevaldik. I'm saying these chedushim are just knock your socks off. Baruch Hashem, we find a the Iker Yesod Mefurish B'Divrei HaRambam. Duvar B'Rambam B'Perek Dalet Me'Hilchot Rotzeach B'Halacha Yud. Kotev HaRambam Ha'Apikorsim V'Hem Ovdei Avodah Zara Chulei V'Shekofrim B'Torah U'B'Nevuah Harei Zeh Mitzvah Lehorgan. The apikorsim, who are oivdei avodah zarah, and those who are koifer b'torah and b'nevuah, harei zeh mitzvah lehorgan. Im yesh b'yado koach lehorban b'sayif b'faras yahoreg, v'im lav, bo aleihem ba'alilos. If you can just do it straight away, do it. Obviously, not today. You can just do it straight away, do it, and if not, find an excuse, find a way. And the difficulty is Mechetesi din Saif. Mechetesi dafke din Saif. Im Yesh biyada koch lahorum in Besaif befares ya hoirek. Mechetesi Saif. So it must be. Like we said. Shekol Misa. Shehu v'salei kanerag lo begedel chiyuv oinish l'kapora hi besayif. But any misa that's to remove the nerag and it's not a kapora, it's not a chiyuv oinish for a kapora, must be with a sword. And that's the din saif, as we discussed at length, great length. Beroitzeach, v'yiranidachas, uben noyach. And because of this, the same applies over here. This mis is a siluk. It's not a proper oinesh for kapara. It's a siluk. You have to get rid of such people. V'apikosim behem ovdi avodizor, v'shakoyfim v'toyro v'nevur. וכן מפורש ברמב״ם בספר המצוות בלויצה סרי שעין טס. ובהלכה סנהדרין, בפרק חס, בפרק חוף, בהלכה דלת, ולויצה סרי בלויסך וסיינך. רמב״ם there writes, אסור לבייס דין לוחוס על ההורק. שלא יאמרו כבר נהרג זה, מה תועלת יש בהריגת האחר. בייס דין is not allowed to have compassion for the killer. But they shouldn't say, since this person has already been killed, what advantage is there in killing another person, and thus be lax in executing him? In other words, Reuven already killed Shimon. What Toyelis is there going to kill Reuven also? So this is what we see in the pasuk: Lesocha is einecha olav uviyarta dam hanoki. Do not allow your eyes to take pity. You shall eliminate innocent bloodshed. Also, don't take pity on a person who is obligated to pay a fine. It's a poor guy. Don't say that. Also, in court cases, don't say he is indigent and the other litigant is wealthy. No. The job of the court is to judge properly. So if it's a chiyuv on the aveira, what does it matter that the other guy was already killed? In other words, what's pshat in the Rambam when he says that you're going to say Reuven kills Shimon? Well, why should we go ahead and kill Reuven? I'll tell you why you should go ahead and kill Reuven. You should go ahead and kill Reuven because he's chayv and oinish. He has to be punished. He did an aveira. He did an aveira. So what does it matter that Shimon is already dead? Reuven still has to pay for his aveira. What are we going to say? Somebody who's Machal Shabbos, is chayv skila. No. Don't give him skila. He already was Machal Shabbos. It's already a done deal. Forget about it. Not going to say that. So why is he here? The guy did an Aveira. He's not going to get it for the Aveira. He did an Aveira. The answer is here. It's not because of the Aveira. Here there's a Chiyuv Misa Shel HaRoitzeach LaNiltzach. So the Nirtzach can't carry it out, but nevertheless, we do it on his behalf. The Goel Adam does it on his behalf. Court does it on his behalf. But it's a chiyuv misa l'nirtzach. So you're going to say, what benefit is there if the nirtzach takes this revenge? The nirtzach's already dead. He's a toelet yesh. It's apshat barama. And on that we have a loisis say. That's the din Torah. Lo lochus. Don't be misrashel. Don't be lazy. Got to do it. Because that's the chiyuv of the Vaitzeach to the Nirtzach. V'yisyashev bazeh ma shehikshe b'dine dechaye al asmag. The Lois is say Kuf Tzadi Ches. We're going to Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perla, Behakdomas Chelek Gimel, Beois Yud, Bemashikosav Rambam Beperet. So now we can answer the Kasha, the Dina Dechai, and Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perla, and what the Rambam says in the 14th Perek of Hilchos Sanhedrin in Halacha Gimel. Kol Mechuyev Mises Beisdin. Shalohi misu also based in. Bitlu mitzvahs esse. V'lo avru al mitzvahs leitzese. Chutz min ha-mechashif. Shim lohi misu avru al mitzvahs leitzese. Shenema machshef aleisechaye. Anybody who's mechuyev misus based in, and based in didn't kill him, they're mevatel mitzvahs esse. They weren't over on a license. There's a mitzvah essay to kill them, but there's no, they're not over on a license. As it says in the pasuk, except for a machashiv, that if they didn't kill him, they're over on a license. As it says in the pasuk, machshev a loisachaye. There's a lois to say, lois sechaya. They're not allowed to live. It's a no-no. So if they let them live, they're over on this lois to say. So we have to understand why the Rambam didn't also write, chutz mi-roitzeach, sheyesh bo lois to say, sheloisachus eincho. The Rambam also should have written, not that I'm telling the Rambam what to do, but seemingly the Rambam also should have written, except for a Reitzeach, because a Reitzeach has a lois to say of Loisachus Eincha. And therefore, if one doesn't kill a Reitzeach, he's over on a lois to say. So why doesn't the Rambam add Reitzeach? So based on what we explain, we understand very well, because the Rambam in the 14th parak that we just quoted is talking al I kiu madin legamri sheyesh bazeh loisase, and completely not fulfilling the din where there's a loisase. Aval kan. Alavu al mashu chas, kanal mitzad shel leka b'zeh hashava l'nerag. V'gam im einu mevata l'gamrei, ela shal yidei shechosu misra shel kloshan Rambam. V'nitcha adin yesh bo ilo yisese. V'ein ze klal anidon shel lo yisese v'esei shekosu v'Rambam v'perek yedalet. U'mishum hochi lo kol elo ha-Rambam shal. Here the lav is that he has mercy, because there's no hashava l'nerag. other words, what's the problem over here? He has mercy on the Hayrek. He says, what are you doing for them? The Narog is already killed. Can't give him his life back. And even if you're not Mevatel Lagamre, the basin isn't Mevatel Lagamre. Just they have mercy and they're misrashil, they're lazy about it. They push it off. Benitcha din. They just push off this din. They're not Mevatel Lagamre. They're just chasu misrashil. They say, what benefit is there anyway? And they're lazy about it. So they're still a loisase. And that's a different issue than what's being discussed in Perek Yudalet. Perek Yudalet, we're talking about somebody who's Mechuyev Mises based in. And they don't carry it out. So if we're talking about a Mechashev, they're even a Loisase. That's one thing, because he's Mechuyev Mises based in. But here's a completely different case. Here's a case of the Beis Din saying, listen, what benefit is there? We are, Harei are avenging the blood of the Nifter, of the Nirtzach. What benefit is there for the Nirtzach? And they're just lazy about it. So they're ready over on the Loisase. So the Rambam didn't include it in the case of the Mechashev, Mechashev Leisachaya, Shem Lo Yemisu. They don't kill her, they're over on the Loisase, because that's a different vort. There, the idea is they're Mamish Mevatel the Din. Not being lazy about it because they're Chasu Misrashel. For whatever reason, they don't kill the Mechashev. They're over in Eloisese. Or they're Mevatel Lagamri, this mitzvah. But here, you don't even have to Mevatel Lagamri. They're just Chasim Misrashel. And therefore, they push it off in the meantime. So, because what benefit is there to the Nirtzach? The whole vort is to avenge the death of the Nirtzach. The Nirtzach's already dead. So there's already Eloisese, just by being Chasim Misrashel. That's why the Rambam didn't include any case of the Mechashefa. Ayin Sham be Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perla, shehikshe b'divrei Rambam b'sefer ha-mitzvos esin reish chov vov ve'ilach, shechashav arba mitzvos asei. Larog is hamechuyav in b'sayif, and then chenek, and then sreifa, and then skila. Very interesting machlok, as we discussed in the past, b'siyata d'shmaya. The Rambam holds that there are four different mitzvahs. Sayif, chenek, sreifa, skila. Veloi kein das ha-Rambam b'sayif shoresh yud dalet. But the Rambam has a different idea than the Rambam at the end of the 14th Shoresh. Shurak mitzvat asei achat. What's the mitzvah asei? Ubi'arta haro mikirbecha. The mitzvah asei is to remove the evil from your midst. One mitzvah. The four mitzvahs are one mitzvah according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, there are four mitzvahs. Frekt Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perle b'divrei Rambam, that he brings mitzvah saif from the pasuk of Nokom Yinokim, which is saif. Why doesn't he bring from the Irni Dachas? It's mefurish lefi chorev, and there the saif is mefurish. Nokom Yinokim, it's not mefurish. And then he says, oh, if you're going to say that Pasuk of Nakam Yinakim comes first, by Skila he brings a later Pasuk, not the earlier Pasuk of Skila. So Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perle applies with the Tzarech Iyun. So based on what we explain, we can say as follows. The Belav Achit Tzarech Iyun, anyway, we have to understand, why does the Rambam open up with Saif and not with chenek? Chenek is the lightest. We paskin not like Reb Shimon in the Mishnah Sanhedrin Mem Tes Amid Beis. So Chenek is the lightest. Why does the Rambam start with Saif? So it would appear that the Iker Yisod HaRambam to be Moine Arba Mitzvahs Ese and not one mitzvah, like the opinion of the Ramban, that it's Midin Uviyarto Haro Mikir Becho, is only because of Saif. That Saif is B'chal Na Rechiyuv Oynesh. It's a Sug Chiyuv B'fnei Atzmai. She'eino Inyan L'sha'ar HaMitzvos. It's very different, fundamentally different, than the other Shalosh Mitzvos. And because of this, we have to say that it cannot be included with the other Mitzvos, the other capital punishments. And Saif is a mitzvah essay, bifnei atzma, or bifnei atzma. It's an independent mitzvah. And therefore, once we already, there are four mitzvahs, and we separate Saif, we make Saif its own chiyuv. So we're going to make the other mitzvahs their own chiyuv also. We're not going to put one and three. They're all mitzvahs based in. So one Saif is an independent mitzvah because of its special quality. So in the Melu, all the other three are also going to be in their own category. Are also going to have a separate mitzvah. Not in their own category, but they're also going to have a separate mitzvah. And that's why the Rambam was Gevaldik. That's why the Rambam was Makdim Saif. Because from Saif we learn that it's a mitzvah sesa in Yuchedes. In the previous shir, Siyata Dishmaya, that we have a Yalfus and Sanhedrin. There are Tzeches B'Sayev from the Pasuk of Nokoim Yinokim. And we learn from this, Ve'vesi Aleichem Cherem Noikemes Nekam Bris. In other words, the Reitzech Sayev is learned from Nokoim Yinokim. Then we have another Pasuk, that Nakam is with a Cherev. And from this you learn the unique character, the unique quality of Misas Saif, i.e. that it's a din of nekama. It's not a kapore, like other ancient. It's a nekama, primarily. You just got to get rid of this person. So that, and that's why the Rambam quotes that pasuk dafka. Because that's the pasuk that shows you that he starts with Saif. Because the fact that all four mitzvahs are individual mitzvahs is learned from Saif, because Saif has to be an individual mitzvah because it's a unique character. So the other mitzvahs are also going to be individual. And he brings Nakom Yinokim, because Nakom Yinokim is the one, is the chiyuv that teaches you Saif, the pasuk that teaches you Saif. And that from that pasuk you see, and another pasuk that comes Becherev. So that shows you why Saif is a special quality, because it's nekama, it's doch nekama. It's not a kapara, it's a nekama. Vengeance. It's kilu, it's removing this person from the world. And since that's the gather of Mises Saif, by Roitzeach, and that has to be an independent mitzvah, and maybe the other three also. That's why he starts with Saif, and that's why he brings this pasuk, because this pasuk shows you the unique quality of Saif. That Saif is removal from the place of the crime, i.e. planet Earth. So, this is Mamish Gevaldik, and there's still a sach tzuren. Rabbeisai, please stay tuned. And stay in touch, as they say. And with God's help, God gives us the financial means, the health, Simchas Chaim, everything else we need. We are going to continue in the next shir. and see more and more of philosophy, Tiferes Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. The Nether will continue.